Welcome back. Jazz may not be the appropriate lead-in for this segment. It'd be more like the fiddle playing. But around the holidays, as you know, you were asked to, you know, contribute to this, contribute to that, contribute to some unfortunate trouble in the world. I suggest that you contribute to the first annual fundraiser for Music, Films, and Culture. This is another in the endless series of wonderful ideas by Mike Houlihan. Mike, how are you?
Thanks, Rick. I love that intro.
Well, I mean that. I mean, it's always, you know, at this time of year, people are always put upon to, oh, you know, help the people less fortunate than you are and blah, blah, blah. There are a lot of good things out there that need support. And what you have been doing over more, you've been doing for, you know, nearly half a century in show business, you know, that is worthwhile, too. I mean, culture is as important a thread in the fabric of life as, I think, literally, as health. How did this...
I agree. I think culture is
yes,
the spark of the divine.
Yes, and especially around the holidays, too. Yeah. To sort of do something that enlivens the soul and doesn't so much guilt trip people. It's being held Sunday, this coming Sunday, from 3 to 7 at the Hilton Chicago, scene of a famous, famous riot in front of it many, many years ago.
1968.
Yes,
man.
I was there. But this is in a much more sedate affair in the Boulevard Room. How did this idea come to be, Mike? I mean, when did you think, you know, I'm going to have a fundraiser?
Well, it's also my birthday, my 70th birthday, and I thought, well, what better reason to celebrate than my birthday? So that's where it started, and I even got my family involved. My sons both work with me, and Skinny and I were looking for a way to, he's going to be leaving the show at the end of the year, so we thought that would be another way to celebrate.
This is the 10th anniversary of one of Chicago's most remarkable radio shows, with two of the most ebullient hosts in the history of Chicago radio.
Actually, it's only 9 years, but we figured out, because we looked it up today.
So you have.
And he says
so
it only seems like 10 minutes underwater.
Why did you guys. Remind me when you started the show and why. I mean, you're both ebullient personalities, and it was like, okay, we can't just sit in a couple of bar stools and talk to each other. We need to share ourselves with the world.
You know what? We were on a Irish radio show one day, and we were both promoting different things.
Yeah.
And we kind of went after each other, making wisecracks, and somebody suggested, you guys should have your show. And the interesting thing about the show, Skinny taught me so much, was we couldn't just sit there and gab. And
Yeah.
So we kind of honed in on Irish culture. Met a lot of great musicians, singers, and fiddlers, as you say.
Yeah.
And that's how we came up with the Irish angle and became Ethnic Radio.
Well, and then, you know, that is expanded. Before we get to hear the thing that is dear to my heart, the Irish-American movie Hooli, of which I am the official chronicler.
You are.
I know. Well, yeah. I thought it was a remarkable thing. You started it. This is the fifth year of
that.
It'll
be fifth next year, yeah.
It'll be that. And you started that basically because you realized there was no such thing as an Irish-American movie festival. And, Mike, I got to tell you, over the years, some of the best movies I've seen were part of that festival. They are just, and I would have never had a chance to see them anywhere else.
And you know what? Thanks to you, it's thriving now. It's just doing great. So.
Well, I'm glad. And you also have, there's the Hooli's Hooli, you have a way with words. The Hooli's Hooli.
Well, Hooli is a party.
Radio show. Oh, I know. You think I don't know that? I mean, I couldn't figure out with the first Irish-American movie, Hooli. But also, your kids have a radio show. Now, the Craic, is that how you say it?
The Craic.
Craic, yeah. Radio show. I'm not terribly familiar with that. What is that?
That's me and Gino Cooney, the funniest undertaker in Chicago.
Okay.
And we do it now from Chief O'Neill's over on
Elston
Avenue.
Yeah, that's a nice
place.
And it's
all about traditional Irish music. We have some of the greatest legendary Irish musicians from all over the world play there. on our show, which is a lot of fun.
You're also celebrating the trips that you and Mr. Sheehan have taken to Ireland, which are, in a certain segment of Chicago, about the most legendary excursions. It's like people going to Brigadoon or something.
It's a Ken Kesey thing going, it's a great trip. We've been there seven times.
And with a bigger crowd each time?
Yeah, we've had as many as 50 people on the bus with us, just going from site to site, bar to bar, pub to pub.
And you've all kept
to recover. It takes me 2 weeks.
Yeah, I know. I can imagine. You've all kept your sanity, and I suppose you all still have your livers intact, yes? Yes?
Well, not to recover.
Talking about that, this thing, it is going to be a celebration. You're going to have the movies are going to be screened on some kind of big screen TV, right?
Yeah, we'll be playing them like continuously.
And you've got such performers as two of my all-time favorites, Catherine O'Connell and Patty Homan. They'll be performing, right?
Yes, Katie and Ben, Larry Nugent and Pat Quinn, Liam Durkin, Teresa Chan. We've got over a dozen great Irish performers.
And you think they're all going to, at one point, certainly everybody's going to break into Happy Birthday, don't you think?
More importantly, I think they're going to be doing a lot of Christmas carols and stuff like that.
How nice. Is there going to be food?
There will be corned beef sandwiches.
What else?
That's it. Hit the bar for your other nourishment.
Well, but that's as it should be. This could become something of a holiday tradition.
Well, that's what I'm telling my kids, because I said, you know what? After I'm dead, you guys can be throwing the same fundraiser on my birthday after I'm gone.
There's a charming thought for a person's 70th birthday party.
Let me give a shout out to my pals at Riley's Daughter. I was out there today selling my book, so I want to say hi to Brendan and Boz O'Brien.
This all operates under the HibernianTransmedia.org. Can you spell that, ladies and gentlemen? I'm sure you can. Look up, just Google Mike Houlihan, and you'll find all the information to this.
Google me.
There's a suggested donation of $100. You can donate online to this thing. It is, to my mind, I've watched, and we both watched the Irish American Heritage Society, be born and thrive. And I think that too often the Irish contribution, I'm half Irish, to American culture is somehow overlooked. And I rail about the whole kiss me, I'm Irish, St. Patrick's Day nonsense that takes place here. And there's a deeper, much more profound meaning to it all, even though it's Mike Houlihan, the most youthful 70-year-old I've ever known.
I had my cultural epiphany maybe 6 years ago. The president of Ireland was in town, Michael Higgins, and he gave a speech about culture, and he said it was a living, breathing thing, constantly changing and morphing into an ever-evolving celebration of the society that creates it. And I said, that's it.
Well, and it's also something I think, and I'm talking at the beginning of this segment, that it's something that needs to be nourished, too.
Yes.
It cannot exist in a kind of vacuum. It cannot exist one day a year with a parade, and then another day, and green beer is not exactly the way to do it. Now, Skinny is, Mr. Sheehan is leaving the radio show to pursue, well, he's done it, 9 years is a long time, and probably pushing 1,000 guests.
I learned a lot from Skinny.
Oh, he's
one of the things I learned was how to keep my mouth shut.
Well, he's been He's been a lot of time in politics. You getting any nibbles to work in anybody's campaign for this upcoming?
You know what? I've got press credentials, and I'm just looking at this circus and thinking, I'm going to just jump in and right after the first of the year and start checking it all out, because it's going to be insane.
Well, because the last book you wrote, when you got involved in Chuy Garcia's campaign during the last election, the book you wrote about it was, I thought it was sensational, because it was among the most, you didn't owe anybody. You didn't owe anybody. You could tell it,
don't owe anybody.
That's true.
Maybe you.
You don't owe me anything. Yeah, I should run for mayor. It in such an unvarnished way, and such a, you also know the way this city works, Mike Houlihan, for good and evil, if I can say it that way.
That's the perfect word.
Yeah, yeah. So if you go to, ladies and gentlemen, you can go to Hibernian Transmedia.org. Or you can just, I suppose, you can pay at the gate and just show up next.
You can pay at the gate, or you can reserve a spot. You can RSVP. Just send an email to my son, PattyHoulihan10@gmail.com.
How many people are you expecting for this?
I'm hoping hundreds.
Yeah, of course you're hoping. How many you expect?
I don't know. Maybe 150, 200.
Oh, that'd be charming, Mike. You deserve it. I'm going to do my best to be there. I think.
Oh, we'd love to have you.
Yeah, I would love to be there. And
the crack will be mighty, I can guarantee you.
Well, the lovely Kathy Murray, I would love. She's never met you face to face.
She knows. Bring her, yeah.
She knows Skinny pretty well, and she goes, I used to go east on 57th Street at the Beverly Arts Center. I saw it four times with my mom, and I'm thinking, okay, well, you need to meet Mike.
Oh, she started going east on Ashland. Oh,
east on
great.
Ashland, yeah. That's it. That's it, east on Ashland. She saw it for like four times. Her mother was in love with
God
it.
Bless her.
It and you. Mike, I hope this is a huge success. I also hope to see you there. We're celebrating 9 or 10 years of the Skinny and Hooley show,
right.
5 years of the Irish-American movie Hooley, 4 years of Hooley's Hooley radio show, 3 years of the Crake radio show, are some upcoming thing that I need to know about our Irish Pub TV, and 70 years in the life of one of the most creative people Chicago has ever known, Mike
Thank
Coulihan.
You. God bless
My
you,
pleasure.
Rick.
God, well, I don't often say God bless you, but happy holidays, and I'll see you on Sunday.
Okay, thanks.
Mike, thanks a million. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.